This audio file is created by Panopreneur. You can get it at www.panopreneur.com. Three Pentecost Sundays E. First posted June 14, 2010. 1 Kings 17:17-24 Widow's son raised from death. Psalm 30 Restoration from death. Galatians 1:11-24 Paul's apostleship. Luke 7:11-17 Widow's son raised from death. 1 Kings paraphrase. Elijah had boarded with a widow of Zarephath in Phoenicia during a drought. 1 Kings 17:1-10a During his stay, the widow's son became ill and stopped breathing. The widow accused Elijah of bringing this calamity upon her because of her sin. Elijah took the son upstairs to his room and accused God of bringing calamity upon the widow with whom Elijah was staying. Then Elijah stretched himself upon the son three times and prayed that the Lord would cause the son's soul to return to him, and the son revived. Elijah took the child down to his mother and assured her that the child was living. The widow replied that now she was certain that Elijah was a man of God and that the word of God which he spoke was true. Psalm 30 paraphrase, the psalmist, David, the shepherd king of Israel, praised God for healing. The Lord had not allowed the psalmist's enemies triumph over him. He had cried to the Lord for healing, and the Lord had brought him up out of the land of the dead, and restored him to life from among those in the grave. Let all those who are consecrated to the Lord's service praise him and give thanks to his holy name. For his anger is but for a moment, and his favor is for a lifetime. Weeping may tarry for the night, but joy comes with the morning. Psalm 30:5. When he was prosperous, the psalmist thought he was secure in himself, but it was by the Lord's favor that he had become established and strong. When the Lord took away his favor, then the psalmist was dismayed. Then the psalmist cried to the Lord and pleaded. He asked what would be gained by his own death. Then he would no longer be able to praise the Lord and testify to his faithfulness. He asked the Lord to be gracious and help him. Then the psalmist declared, Thou hast turned for me my mourning into dancing, Thou hast loosed my sackcloth garb of ritual mourning and girded me with gladness, that my soul may praise thee and not be silent. O Lord my God, I will give thanks to thee forever. Psalm 30:11-12. Galatians paraphrase, Paul, Saul of Tarsus, was not preaching a gospel devised by mankind. He hadn't received it from humans nor had he been taught by them. He received it directly by revelation from the risen and ascended Jesus Christ. The Galatians had heard of Paul's former life in Judaism, how he had persecuted the church in an attempt to destroy it. Paul was advanced in Judaism far beyond his peers because of his zeal for Jewish tradition. But God had designated Paul before his birth to be the one to preach Christ to the Gentiles, and in his timing, God revealed Christ to Paul. Paul didn't go to Jerusalem to confer with the apostles designated by Jesus during Jesus' physical ministry. Instead, Paul went straight away to Arabia, and then returned to Damascus. Only after 3 years of preaching the gospel, Paul went to Jerusalem and spent 15 days with Cephas, Peter, not enough time to be taught. The only other disciple he saw was James, the Lord's brother. Paul testifies that this is the truth. After that, he went into the Roman province of Syria and Cilicia. Paul was still not recognized by sight in the churches of Judea. They had only heard of Paul as preaching the Christian faith he once persecuted and tried to destroy. So they glorified God because of Paul's conversion. Luke paraphrased, Jesus went with his disciples to the city of Nain, on the southern border of the Roman province of Galilee, and a great crowd followed him. As he approached the gate he encountered a funeral procession of an only son of a widow. A large number of her fellow residents accompanied her. The Lord, Jesus, had compassion on her and told her not to weep. He approached the bier and touched it, and the bearer stopped still. Jesus commanded the son to arise and he did so, and began talking. Everyone who witnessed this was terrified, and all glorified God. They acknowledged Jesus as a great prophet, and that God had visited his people. This news spread throughout the entire country of Judea and the surrounding region. Commentary, God has always intended, from the beginning of creation, to establish an eternal kingdom of his people who willingly choose to trust and obey him. This lifetime is our one and only opportunity to seek, find, and come to know and have fellowship with God, our Father, our Creator, Acts 17:26-27, and our only opportunity to be spiritually reborn, John 3:3-5-8, to eternal life. We are all born physically alive into this world, but spiritually unborn. This lifetime is our only opportunity to be spiritually born again. Finding and having fellowship with God and spiritual rebirth are only possible through faith, obedient trust, in Jesus Christ, John 14:6, by the baptism of the indwelling Holy Spirit which only Jesus gives, John 1:31-34, only to his disciples who trust and obey Jesus, John 14:15-17. The baptism of the Holy Spirit is a personally discernible ongoing daily event. It is impossible to be born again and hardly know it, Acts 19:2. The Holy Spirit is the seal and guarantee that one is in Christ and has eternal life, 2 Corinthians 1:22, Ephesians 1:13-14, Romans 8:9-11, 15-16. God has been progressively revealing his plan for creation in the Bible through his dealings with Israel. Elijah was deliberately intended by God to be a forerunner and illustration of Christ. Jesus Christ has been designed into creation from the very beginning, John 1:1-5, 14. God has designed this world to allow for sin, disobedience of God's word. We have all sinned and fall short of God's righteousness, Romans 3:23, 1 John 1:8-10. The penalty for sin is eternal death, Romans 6:23. God loves us and doesn't want anyone to perish eternally, Romans 5:8, John 3:16-17. Jesus is God's one and only provision for forgiveness of our sin, and salvation from eternal death, Acts 4:12, see God's plan of salvation, sidebar, right. David was deliberately intended by God to be the forerunner and illustration of the Christ. Jesus is the Good Shepherd, John 10:11, the Son of David, Matthew 1:1, 21:9, 20-42, and God's anointed Messiah and Christ, each mean anointed in Hebrew and Greek, respectively, eternal Savior and King. Our spiritual enemies are sin, death and Satan. Only Jesus can deliver us from our spiritual enemies. I personally testify that when I was beset by my spiritual enemies, I cried to the Lord and he delivered me. He healed me spiritually and delivered me from spiritual death to eternal life. I had trusted in my own ability, and I thought that my success was my own achievement, not realizing that it was only by God's favor. When he withdrew his favor, I suffered. That was a great blessing, because I came to know that I needed God's favor. I was able to repent and turn to the Lord in faith, obedient trust. The Lord heard my prayer and my supplication. He was gracious to me and helped me. He literally turned my mourning in dancing and girded me with gladness. Paul was deliberately intended by God to be the forerunner and illustration of a modern, post-resurrection, born-again, disciple, student and apostle messenger of the gospel of Jesus Christ, as all of us can be. Paul was God's choice to replace Judas Iscariot, Jesus' betrayer, not Matthias, Acts 1:15-26. I claim to be the fulfillment of the promise of God through Paul. The gospel that I preach is by revelation from the risen and ascended Jesus Christ, who confronted me with my sin on the road of life and converted me. My gospel is not devised or taught me by mankind, but by revelation by the risen and ascended Jesus. I haven't conferred with leaders of the church, nor been validated by them. The Bible is my validation, read it. Jesus is the fulfillment of the promise foretold in Elijah Luke 7:16. Jesus is the only one who can restore us from physical death to eternal life. The widow of Nain believed that Elijah was a man of God, but her faith became certainty as she trusted in him, compare John 6:68-69. Is Jesus your Lord? Are you Jesus' disciple? Are you trusting and obeying Jesus? Have you received the indwelling Holy Spirit since you first truly believed Acts 19:2? Are you making disciples of Jesus Christ and teaching them to obey all that Jesus commands? Matthew 28:18-20. Do you know with certainty where you will spend eternity? 1 John 5:11-13, Ephesians 1:13-14.